You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast presented by Sharpologist. My name is Andrew, and normally I bring you full episodes that include news and interviews with vendors, but today something unique is in the pipeline for you. This is in between two of our regularly scheduled episodes, and this is a new type of show we are calling the Vendor Spotlight. Now, the Vendor Spotlight is for vendors who are currently undergoing changes or transitions to their products, their business, their line, any major kind of change for a vendor is part of the Vendor Spotlight series. And recently, one of the biggest players in the commercial market has made a huge change to their lineup, and I'm talking about Colonel Conk. Mark, the Sharpologist, posted on the website not too long ago a review of their new products, and I actually have a couple, and they're really good for the people who like the Colonel Conk products. They're a really nice step up. I'm not going to say that they're the best out there, because that's just going to start that's going to incite people to come onto the over to my apartment with pitchforks and torches. And I don't want to do that. But I will say they are really good products. And if you haven't tried them, it is worth it to give it a shot. I do think this is a reintroduction for many to Colonel Conk's line. So if you've tried them in the past and you didn't like their products, or if you had a challenge with their products in the past, this is a good time to try them again, because this is not a modification to an original product. This is not an augmentation of an original formula. This is a brand new product built from the ground up with community involvement, research and development, and I think we see the results paying off for them, because I am not a shave cream person, but the cream that I did try is very, very good in my opinion. I've tried Tobbs, I've tried the budget brands like Palmolive and Prorazzo. But I do think this is a good reintroduction point for Colonel Conk, particularly for those who have tried them and found they didn't like it. Also, something you'll notice about today's episode that's a little different is normally part of making a podcast is editing. You go in, you make an edit, you make 70, you make a lot. Typically, when I do a podcast interview, there's a lot of edits I do. You probably have figured out by now the interviews are conducted over Skype, and so I do a lot of editing to try and clean up the background noise if there's any kind of artifacting in the audio from Skype. I do the best I can to reduce that. But this is, for the most part, an unedited video, an unedited audio podcast. This is pretty much the conversation as I had it with the Colonel Conk team. You know, they have a wonderful staff over there who has worked very hard to bring this out, and I'm excited to let you hear our conversation. So this was unedited for all intents and purposes. I did some minor tweaks. I normalized some stuff, and I adjusted the gain in a couple sections where the audio got a little funky. But by and large, this is an unedited conversation with Colonel Conk that lasted for a couple of minutes. So I hope you enjoy it. Also, Colonel Conk has given us a shaving kit of their new products to give away. So make sure you go to thesharpologist.com. If you're listening to this on the iPhone app or Stitcher and it's automatically downloaded, make sure you visit the show notes at sharpologist.com so you can click the link to go to the entry. It's a full set. It includes pre-shave oil, shaving cream, and post-shave balm. So if you want to have a new Colonel Conk set for free, they are giving one away. And ready to go. It's already boxed up. I'm staring at it right now. It just needs a good owner. But at any rate, this is our conversation with Colonel Conk. And once again, our show is presented by Sharpologist. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. My name is Andrew, and I have three special guests with me this morning. I have Sandre, Toby, and Dee from Colonel Conk Shaving. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Calling in all the way from New Mexico. How's the weather out there today?
It's hot in the New Mexico desert every day.
I would imagine. Well, just to kind of go around the room here and let our guests know, can each of you introduce yourselves and kind of give our listeners an idea of what you do?
My name is Toby Holden. I'm the president of Colonel Conk Products. I've been with the company since January of 2008 and have seen the company really go through the growth spurt that the whole wet shaving industry has experienced over the last 7 years.
I'm Dee Wright, and I actually go way back with Colonel Conk to the time when it was actually purchased and brought to New Mexico in 1988. I'm the operations manager, and I manage the day-to-day operations of shipping and receiving and all the other daily operations we go through.
I'm Sondre Loberg. I'm the business development manager. I've been with the company for just over 2 years and was lucky enough to get into the company just as we started development of the new natural line, which we're talking about today. In a small company, you get to wear a lot of hats, which I think we all enjoy here. But business development is my main job.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate your time with us this morning. Dee, you just mentioned you've been with the company since the time it was purchased and brought to New Mexico.
Yes.
Would you be willing to give us kind of like a quick, brief history of Colonel Conk and you know, how it's grown in that time frame?
Sure. It was purchased from California and brought to New Mexico in 1988. It was a slow build over the last, 25 years now. We have gone from a very small warehouse in Albuquerque to owning a much larger warehouse of our own in Las Lunas, New Mexico, which is about 20 miles south of Albuquerque.
Oh, no, you're fine. So it's jumped location a couple of times then.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it has.
There's a on our website, Andrew, there's a legend of Colonel Conk. There is some history since way before we officially owned the name and the company. And you could read that on our website. It's a fairly long history, but it's kind of cool. And then in the 70s, it was brought back to life in California. And then until in 1988, it was purchased from California and brought here to New Mexico.
So we have a historic brand here, not necessarily a new brand, but one with a lot of history.
Absolutely.
And that's something we don't see a lot today, which I have to say, congratulations on you guys having such a long history, because some of the other companies that do have that history, such as... Williams Mug Soap recently got discontinued by Colm Industrial, and then I believe Palm Olive is shutting down their shaving cream operation. So some of those long-term history companies we're kind of seeing fade away kind of slowly. So congratulations on not just sustaining, but growing.
Well, thank you.
Because it seems like, you know, for the bigger, larger brands, that's the exact opposite of what they've been doing. Now, having said that, though, many wet shavers have known Colonel Conk for a long time to be a value kind of brand. It was a good brand that was recommended to me when I first started wet shaving to kind of test the water, so to speak. But today we're talking about the All Natural line, which is kind of like I want to say it's a revamp. Is that how you guys would describe it?
You know, recently the Sharpologist.com, an industry expert, his review of our new natural line, I really liked it, and it kind of puts a good word on it. He says the Colonel gets a promotion, and I really enjoyed how he put that.
So it's not necessarily a revamp so much of a redesign?
You know, it's just taking a quality company and a quality product a step or two further. Our value brand that you say is just that. Our regular shaving soap is pretty much the, you know, it's by no means the Rolls Royce. It's a Chevy. It's, you know, useful price, useful product. A lot of people love it. We do see some hate in the forums and everything. Some people decided that it's not for them, and we're fine with that. The regular or original line of shave soap has actually seen increases in sales and going very well. But when we, to give you a little bit of story there, we had a lot of inquiries in our customer network for pre-shave oil. And we've been working with an American company for a long time who specialize in natural and organic products. We've been working with them on other things, but we approached them on pre-shave oil. And once we started talking to them and realized their capabilities and their quality in working with us, developing this with us and everything, it kind of snowballed from inquiring about pre-shave oil to us really over 18 months hand in hand with them developing a full line of these natural products.
So like you said, I like how you put that. The original line is a dependable Chevy. The newer line seems to be, I don't want to say it's a Rolls Royce because I feel like you might have something in the future going that way. But I feel like the new product is kind of stepping up into the Audi class almost, you know, in between the Rolls Royce and the Chevy. You sent me a couple of samples to try, and I have to say I really like the product. I found that the shaving cream you sent me was really easy to lather. The pre-shave oil gave it a really nice slickness. I really enjoyed the product. Can you just kind of discuss, and I know we've touched on this slightly, but what motivated, you mentioned for the pre-shave oil, but when we talk about the shaving cream and the premium soap and the aftershave balm, what motivated that? What was the push there?
You know, there's been significant growth in the wet shaving market, and we have some really good products in our original original line, but we wanted to take it that one step further. And to be honest, we initially looked into pre-shave oil because, primarily being a wholesaler selling to resellers and retailers, we deal with the same customers over and over, and we build long, solid relationships with these people, and we talk to them a lot. So we get good feedback and questions. And when we realized that we'd stumbled upon the opportunity to really develop something special, we dedicated the time and the man hours and the effort to do so. And you know, it wasn't really an attempt to step away from our original soap. A lot of people like it. Like I say, it's growing in the market. And we've actually, a little bit to our surprise, we've seen absolutely zero cannibalization of the old soap from the new, because they are two different products. They're both very reasonably priced for what they are, but they're two different products at two different price points.
Well, I was actually going to ask that about cannibalization, because many companies tend to see that when you have, you know, a newer product that I don't want to say is intended to replace, but a newer product that comes in line with the old product, sometimes they can cannibalize. But that's kind of cool that you've just seen raw growth. That's
you know,
awesome.
It really is, and we never intended one to cannibalize the other. So it was, you know, it's always very positive when you see your intentions proving true, because we knew there was a chance they might cannibalize each other. It depends on who likes and who buys the product. But the way that we've been getting feedback on this natural line so far is it's just excellent feedback all around. People really like it. Some wet shavers have a little bit of a challenge getting the lather just the way they want it with the shave cream the first time. My advice to that is run it just a little bit drier than you think you need to, and you'll get closer to that sweet spot. But you know, people just really like the product, and it's performing well. And we even have international inquiries now because people are talking, and we're looking to start selling this internationally, just because the word went out there and people want it.
Well, speaking of the natural line, can we talk about you mentioned the shave cream. Can we talk about the natural line and the creams for a second? Can we talk about the development process? How long did it take? The ingredients that you guys settled on, how did you come to those? Just talk about the development process and what it was like.
Absolutely. From our perspective, it was actually a lot of fun. We have several wet shavers on staff here at Colonel Conk. We also have you know, friends and family and others who are very interested in. And so we use initially a fairly small group of people to get to where we want to be and where we think we want to be. We had a lot of fun with that, countless samples, prototypes. You know, product performance is one side of it, but also the development of the scents and how does this smell, and being 99% natural product, how do the natural essential oils blend, mix with a 99% natural product, and there's actually some product adjustment needed to take some of these oils, especially tea tree oil, can have a harsh effect on other natural elements. So there's a lot of learning there and a lot of development, but luckily our manufacturer is fairly close to our location, and we spent a lot of time together, and they managed to jump all those hurdles. So all we could say was, we want this different in this way. You know, this is, I want the lather to be such and such different. And they would hear us and come back. And sometimes we moved in the wrong direction and sometimes we moved in the right direction. But like I said, over a period of 18 months, we had a lot of fun sampling a lot of different products. And when we got really close, we reached out to some industry experts because we really wanted feedback from people who truly know what they're doing. And also, to be honest, since it's something new for us, we wanted to involve people who not only know what they're doing, but they're trusted in the marketplace. Like I mentioned, the Sharpologist earlier, I contacted Mantic 59 at the Sharpologist, and I asked him if he'd be gracious enough to take some samples and test them and just honestly let me know what he thought. And he did. And in his recent interview review where he says that the Colonel got a promotion, he does full disclosure on that and says he was actually part of the end development of the product. So, you know, very rewarding to work with a professional in the industry like that. And I think the end product truly speaks for itself. And we're really proud to have ended up where we did.
That sounds like an awesome journey, and that sounds like a wonderful development process, bringing in community members and working so diligently with a motivated staff who understand that. That's fantastic. Toby, I want to talk to you really quick with this next question. Mr. President of Colonel Conk, you have a great company, you have great products, you have a great staff, but can you talk about the future of Colonel Conk? Where do you see the company going?
You know, the wet shaving industry has really blossomed over the last 5 years, and you're getting much more varied type customers. One of the reasons we went with the natural line is there are customers out there that are very concerned about natural products and what they put on their face. So we started off with the pre-shave, and it has just kind of snowballed. We've gone with the natural soap, then we went with the cream, then we went with the aftershave. And I see now there's a real movement in the men's grooming area around beards. We just introduced our brand new beard oil. Within a month, we'll introduce our beard wash. And we've also, quite a few customers that have skin irritation from wet shaving, and so now we're probably within the next month and a half, we'll be introducing a medicated type skin bump irritation cream. So I see us trying to follow the industry and trying to provide the customers what they want. So I think Colonel Conk, although we're extremely proud of the Dovo McCure brand of razors that we handle, we're going to start focusing more and more of our attention on the consumables in the industry. And we've got, like you said, a very nice reputation in the United States. And I think you're going to see Colonel Conk start moving into the international market. So the future of Colonel Conk is still bright. We're expanding. We're growing. And I see us becoming a worldwide known product.
Well, Toby, thank you very much. Sandre, thank you very much. And Dee, thank you very much for coming on the show for a quick highlight. If you haven't checked out Colonel Conk's new products, can you guys tell us where can they find them?
We have an network of several hundred retailers across the country. You can find our products online. It's widely sold on Amazon as well as on specific shaving websites. Very shortly, within a week or two, we will be offering our new natural line on a dedicated website that's for this new natural line. And the web address there will simply be new.kernelconkproducts.com. And of course, it's currently on sale on our original website as well, kernelconkproducts.com, where all our products are for sale.
Well, thank you guys so much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate you coming on the show and talking about your new products. Congratulations on the awesome launch. It sounds like you guys have had nothing but success with this line. You guys have been kind enough to provide us with a giveaway for our listeners, a full shaving set, pre-shave oil, cream, and post-shave balm of the High Desert Breeze. That's the tea tree and eucalyptus fragrance. And I am excited to give that away. I'll have more instructions for our listeners on how you can enter for that giveaway here in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, Sondre, Toby, Dee, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.